This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Talk to our guy Ben Maller of Fox Sports Radio. Of course, you can catch him overnight right here on 96.5 The Fan, and it's all brought to you by our friends at The Landing in Liberty. And Ben, oh my goodness, the NBA playoffs, the Knicks and the Celtics. How about the New York Knickerbockers? Or maybe it's how about the Boston Celtics? What's the bigger story, the Knicks coming back or the Celtics choking?
Well, I am a firm believer of the mantra. It's good to be out with you guys, by the way. I'm a firm believer in the mantra that the better story is in the losing locker room. The Boston, it's now in their head. I'm convinced it's now in the head of the Celtics these last couple of games. 20-point leads in both. And I went back. I crunched the numbers on the overnight show. When they went up by 20, the Celtics, they were up by 20 with 3 minutes to go in the game. 3 minutes or 3 minutes in the third quarter. 3 minutes and 12 seconds. They shot 17.9% the rest of the game. I don't even know if that's possible. They did. Like, that is next level chokage by the Boston Celtics. And now the Knicks are set up. I mean, this is wild. This is supposed to be a Knicks team that's going to roll over, maybe like a gentleman sweep for the Celtics in this series. And now it's wild that the Celtics could lose the way they've lost at home. It's insane. And you figure, well, they lost the first one because they just kept shooting three-point shots. There's no way that'll happen again. And it happened again. It's wild.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, in the series, Boston is 25 for 100 shooting the three-point shot. They've taken 100 shots in two games and only made 25 of them. That's roughly 25% if you're doing the math. Why do they continue to shoot this stuff? To me, this is where analytics F's up games all the time, man.
Yeah, well, they are firm believers in the doctrine, the Boston Celtics, of analytics. And that's really the reason Joe Mazzulla is the coach. I mean, well, obviously they needed a coach because Ime Udoka got in some personal trouble, so he got let go. But Joe Mazzulla, he just follows the dogma. It's like having a manager, you know, these baseball managers that, like Dave Roberts. Dave Roberts doesn't make any decisions with the Dodgers. He just follows what the analytics tell him to do. And Joe Mazzulla, the same way. Like, when they won the Celtics won the championship last year, during that run, he said, well, we live in the expected world and we attack the game analytically. Like, he brags about it. Like, he's like, well, we miss shots. As we've talked about, Bob and Dusty, over the time here, like, in the regular season, the analytics make sense, but small sample size in the playoffs, and, hey, you have a couple more bad games. Maybe you start making shots, but you make shots 8 games from now, but you don't have 8 more games because you're in a slump. But they don't believe in slumps. They don't. The analytics say, "Well, you're eventually going to make them, so just keep shooting them and just follow the math, and that's all you have to do." And I was not great at math, so I don't follow the math. I think occasionally maybe you should change things up when you're obviously melting down. But Joe Mazzulla, he wouldn't even call a timeout at the end of the game. And the other thing too about that Celtics-Knicks game is Jason Tatum, who's supposed to be one of the top 10 players in the NBA, probably top 5. He thinks he's top 5. he was on a switch matched up with Mitchell Robinson, who's this big lumbering guy for the Knickerbockers, and he didn't even get a shot off. How is that possible?
Well, the real guys show up in the real times, and Jason Tatum's whole career, he's been chasing that. Last year, he wasn't the finals MVP. It was Jaylen Brown. You've got to be out of your mind if you really think that this series is in a huge advantage for the Knicks. I would assume that you guys both been obviously talking to you. You would have to think that somehow this series goes back to even after they leave New York, right? Like drama in the real garden's upcoming, correct?
No, I'm not convinced of that. I'm not convinced of that because the Celtics are not going to change. They're not going to change. And even if they go up, Dusty, even if Boston's leading by 20 on Saturday afternoon at the Mecca there in New York, as they like to call it, they're up by 20. It's going to be in the back of their head. They both are. Jaylen Brown screwed up. He futzed around with the ball in game one, and then Tatum in game two. And they're going to get absolutely annihilated by the Boston media. I know, I guess they'll be in New York this weekend, but they're still in Boston for now. So they're just going to get torn up. And then, you know, we'll see. They start missing 3-point shots again. They're not, the thing is, they're not going to change. There's no way they're going to change. This is how they're going to lose. It's, you know, live by the 3-point shot, die by the 3-point shot. I think that was in the Bible. That's what they're doing. And so that's the mantra.
Talking with Ben Maller of Fox Sports Radio, and I think, though, it could go one of two ways. Like, Boston could use this as fuel and say, all right, let's be men and put on our big boy pants and go kick some ass and get revenge. Or they could just melt down and say, ah, screw it, we're going to Galveston. Which one do you think is better?
Well, the better story is, I think the Celtics, you know, they come back and they win. You know, it's like that would be good. But for talk radio purposes, the complete collapse, because the Celtics are getting sold. The story came up a couple weeks back, and the new owner is expected to unload. Probably Jaylen Brown's gone. A couple other, Holiday's going to be gone. Like a couple of the key guys for the Celtics. This is the last dance. They're going to thin the roster, and there's I don't want to get into it here, but there's aprons and salary aprons and all this nonsense. And so they're going to have to get rid of some players, and the players know it. They know they're not going to be around. So it's like that affecting them, and then that story's going to come out, and then it's going to get ugly, and the people start calling each other names. And so that's all good for talk radio. But what the Celtics are supposed to be the top team in the NBA, even though they weren't the top team in the East, they're supposed to be the top team. And if they're not there, what are we going to have? Like the Knicks and the Timberwolves or the Thunder in the finals or Indiana? How about Indiana and Oklahoma City? Would you guys mention that at all? Probably not. No airtime on the show, right? Yeah.
No, not at all. But I mean, look, hey, I'm rooting for New York. I don't know if I'm rooting for them to succeed or them to fail. Is there another sports team that comes to your mind that you actually have maybe 50% of fan bases that are rooting for failure but also rooting for success? Because nobody roots for Dallas to succeed. Everybody's rooting for the Chiefs to fail. Only the Kansas City area or metro is rooting for them to succeed. Is there another team that's kind of like this in sports?
Well, for me, it's the Lakers. I want them to fail. I'm surrounded by Laker people, so I love when they lose. And especially this year was really good, Dusty, because when they got Luka, it was nonstop Laker propaganda about, oh, they're going to win. They're the greatest team in the world. And they went out and they rode the vomit comet against Minnesota. And so I loved every second of that. And so that's another team. The Knicks thing is amazing, though. People talk about the Cowboys. And it's like, oh, man, they haven't won since the 90s. The Knicks haven't won since the 70s, like the early 70s. Like, and yet many Knicks fans, I have family from New York, a couple of my cousins who are big Knicks fans. The way they talk about the Knicks, it's like there's just a little bit behind the Celtics, a little bit behind the Lakers. It's like they haven't really been good up until the last couple of years in like 15 years. So it is wild what's going on with the Knicks fans. And the Garden, you see how much the tickets are going for? They're like $50,000 tickets for the game on Saturday for game three. 50 grand to sit near, you know, Tracy Morgan so he can vomit on the court. It's wild.
That's unbelievable. $50,000 to get into game three. How much are they going to be paying to get in to watch the Dallas Browns play in that Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey circus down there? Ooh, George Pickens. And people know his name, so they think it's a good move.
Yeah, yeah. This is a classic. I actually got a call on the overnight show from a Cowboy fan. I don't like you're saying mean things about Pickens. Like, what am I saying? He is, think about where you are. He was the top receiver for the Steelers. He was a second-round pick, And the Steelers essentially just handed him to the Cowboys for very little in return. Like, what kind of a knucklehead? Like, how much trouble were you causing Mike Tomlin where he's like, all right, that's enough. I'm done. I'm out. We'll just get rid of you. Because they don't want to pay him. Because they got to pay him after this year. And so the idea that anyone's going to go to the Cowboys and have this great return, like, to go, how many guys have gone to the Cowboys in the last 30 years and things have gotten better for them? I mean, there have been a couple, but not many. Right, mostly you go there and it's like the Bermuda Triangle. You're just kind of stuck, and you don't. I mean, you might vanish. You maybe you'll play well against bad teams, and then when you play good teams, you fall apart. And so it's the same old thing. But is this an all in move? By the way, does this count as all in? They got George Pickens, who's never been to. Forget the All Pro. He's never even been to the Pro Bowl where they play like hopscotch. Now he's never even been to that.
Yeah, I think it's interesting when anything happens in Dallas, whether it's, I think it was kind of the same, maybe I'm not right about this, but when Brandon Cooks went there, like, it kind of gave me the same vibe, like, oh, Brandon Cooks is going to Dallas. He might be that guy to go with, you know, the next guy out there, but it is always magnified, and I never really believed in the whole, you know, Ringling Bros circus thing that you guys bring up about Jerry Jones until now, and you guys are affecting my brain, because it is interesting how Dallas and Jerry Jones have done this, like a virus in the NFL, right? Like, I watched the show The Last of Us. I'm sure you're familiar. It's very interesting how it affects people slowly but then destroys them. That's what Jerry Jones has done to Dallas and their fan base, I believe. He is a virus. Like, he has let them to believe that whatever he does is going to work out because he's got three rings that he hangs on to from the early 90s to convince them of that. Kind of like how you say Knicks fans in the 70s nowadays say they're just behind these other teams. Dallas has been relevant for 25 years and done absolutely nothing, and it amazes me because now I am seeing everything come to life.
Yeah. Well, Bob's been on this for a long time. I've complained about it too, but it is much like the circus, right? He's like, Jerry Jones is the carnival barker. You won't believe your eyes, right? Fun for all ages, cavalcade of clowns, come on down. But it's also one of those like self-fulfilling prophecies. The Cowboys and the Lakers, I'm convinced that I'm going to let you know how we make the hot dogs. If you want to get reaction on social media or on a radio show, just connect any NBA player that's going to be traded to the Lakers. Like, every great player's got to play for the Lakers. So you start the rumor, and it's the whole plot, and people get all excited and all that. And then sometimes it happens, sometimes it's not. And the same thing with the Cowboys. Well, the Cowboys are about to turn the corner. Like, the wide receiver that they got, remember Amari Cooper a few years back? Well, I guess he's a free agent. He might go back there. But when they got him from the Raiders, they were like, oh, this guy's going to be the greatest thing in the world. And he put up some good numbers, and they didn't win. So it's like the same thing, right? So, but it is fun for all ages talking about the Cowboys because it never gets old. They never win, and every year it's like the circle of life with the Cowboys, where they hype up the team in the offseason, they win some games early in the year, they look like they're pretty good, beat up some bad teams, then they start playing some better teams, they lose, but then they make the playoffs usually, and then the first good team they play in the playoffs, they dig their own grave, and then the whole process starts over.
It really does. It's like clockwork. Ben, we appreciate the time. Enjoy game 3 on Saturday at the Real Garden, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thanks, guys.
That's Ben Maller of Fox Sports Radio. Of course, it's brought to you by our good folks at The Landing in Liberty. And Ben is looking like he's rooting for the New York Knickerbockers as well to prevail in this series. Game 3 on Saturday at 2:30.
He and what is it? Maloney wants it at 5?
5. Okay. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Works better for his schedule.
I gotcha.
So when he comes over to your house at 5 o'clock looking for the game, you can direct him
yeah.
to.
Yeah, dude. The hell's this guy doing in a tie dye shirt and a bucket hat at my house at 7 o'clock at night?
Looking for the game? Hey, have you ever seen
the shotgun, Hannah? Get it?
The old beginning of Old School where the guy knocks on the door. Hey, I'm here for the, you know, and that's Mac. You did not see Old School.
No.
I'm excited for you to break down American Pie tomorrow, though.
Yeah, let's do it.
So now you understand the reference when I say, well, just tell your mother that we ate it all.
Yeah.
Yes.
I always wonder if it was, like, hot, like, when he did that.
There's no way.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think hot. Probably warm, maybe.
Yeah. Like a warm apple pie.
And now you know.
Like an apple pie with that.
Now you know where
Where the flute went.
Yep.
Yeah.
One time at band camp. Geez, now you get that reference as well.
Yep.
You can see why I was in love with Tara Reid for my entire. Absolutely. She was smoking hot in that movie. Yes. Tara Reid has always been my number one, and then things happen. But man, in that movie, good God,
what happened?
I don't know. I really don't know. And Shannon Elizabeth, how hot is she?
Oh, yeah, Nadia.
What a great movie.
Yeah,
what
it was a good movie.
It's a great movie.
I kind of came in like, I don't know. I just didn't know what to expect. Yeah. It was great.
It's a great coming-of-age movie. And very quotable is right. Yeah, there's no doubt about it. What a great, great, great movie. So I'm glad you enjoyed it. You'll break it down for us tomorrow. And then you can tell Maloney all about it when he shows up at 7 o'clock. I'm here for the game.
The best part of the whole movie is... Casanova at the very beginning tries to win her over and then drop the line. Beautiful. I'm sorry, what? I'll drop you off with your friends. Let's get into one word.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No.
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
I'm smiling because does Binkley know he only has a 2-hour show today?
No, I even said, I walked out there. I was like, Binkley, 2 hours today. Must be nice. It's like, hey, I'll tell you something, Dust Man. You know that SEC baseball's high A. That's what Vern said.
That was his first comment to you. Because I'm not surprised that it was.
No, because he's now on the Caglione train to get him to the big leagues. He goes, the Royals' window is now.
Yep. Time to win now is what he says.
No, he's not wrong about that.
Dude, I'm all in. I'm like, dude, we need more people like Binkley.
Yes.
You got way more followers than I do, dude. Get this Caglione thing going.
Let's go,
Come on.
No, Binkley's not wrong. It is the time to win right now. Absolutely. Capitalize on that. That's why I want you to go out and get a major league ready bat. A guy that knows what he's doing at the big league level. Let Cags play next year.
Yeah, but if he comes up and hits like 10 home runs.
Well,
and like
then we got really a different conversation, right?
That BMA Foundation ball looks like it's going to be a hit.
What if he did come up, though, and struggled, and then the fans turn? Like, his fans are mad that the team's winning right now.
I don't
want to
have that conversation. What's the word for starting off, Mac?
One word on the Royals winning 5 in a row.
Awesome.
I think 14 of the last 16?
Yep. Entertaining, man, because last night, perfect sports wolf for, I think, all three of us, right? Like,
I had the two TVs going to the basement because of the rain last night.
Oh.
We had our soccer game canceled, so I had to go inside and watch the games.
Oh, well, that's all right. But, you had a game in which, I think, Bobby Witt Jr. went YAMO.
Yep.
Right?
That's about it, you know.
Yeah, Michael Garcia, he led off.
Yeah, Garcia.
Randomly. Yeah. It's like somebody was talking about
it
the other day.
That up.
And just like, hey, you know, if I had to have some sort of say about the line. I put Michael Garcia at the top, see what happens. Well, John Lynn's got 387 OPB, and his OPS is nar-nar. How about Michael Garcia lead off just to see what happens? I don't know. First at bat, single. Second at bat, double off the wall. Look good.
He's a really good baseball player right now. He should be an all-star. I was thinking about with Vinny Pasquantino yesterday announcing that he's playing for Team Italy, which is the coolest thing ever, man.
That was cool.
So cool. That he gets to play for his country and whatnot. Everybody's going to be doing that in the World Baseball Classic, and the fans really love it. Is Michael Garcia going to be on a World Baseball Classic team based on the way that he's playing right now?
No, but he's going to be on the All-Star
team. He ought to be on the All-Star team. He's an All-Star.
And I don't know if we have time for this conversation. You could honestly say right now you have 5 Royals that should be on the All-Star roster.
Well, you've got Michael Garcia, Bobby Witt.
Reagans.
You're talking from pitching standpoint as well.
Bubich,
yeah. See, the pitching is different.
I don't know why Estevez isn't on that roster.
Yeah.
He's in the tops of closing.
Yep.
I mean, seriously, I don't know why he's on. I don't know why he wouldn't be on the roster.
I wonder if Q gets the opportunity to sit on the bench for Aaron Boone this year. I mean, you played him in the playoffs, right? Like that.
I feel like
that,
he doesn't want to do that. He's like, I just want to stay home.
Yeah. Give me the break.
He wants to go to gratefulfred.com and order stuff, which is an actual website. I'm not kidding. I sent it to him yesterday. I go, have you ever seen this website? He goes, no. And I never heard back from him the rest of the day. He must have been knee deep in gratefulfred.com. But that's where you get all your Grateful Dead. It's a really cool website. It's like officially licensed Grateful Dead stuff.
Cool. That is awesome. Mm.
And they've got other bands that they're officially licensed for as well and stuff in the music industry. Pretty cool website.
0% chance Garcia is an all-star.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jeez, man. Got a couple smaller stories to get to that we won't cover as much the rest of the day. I want to get to in one word here. One word on the Utah Mammoth It's the name of the new hockey team. The Utah Mammoth? The new hockey team, the new logo that came out yesterday.
I had no idea there's a new hockey team.
Yeah, fantastic. I think they did a really good job with the name. It's hard to name a team. I think they hit a home run with the name. And I love the logo, too. It's got the mountains that turn into the mammoth.
And the tusk is a U.
Yeah. The whole thing is really good. The colors look good. They did a really good job with this one. So,
and they have, like, the mountains. If you look at the mountains, it's actually the shape of Utah.
Yeah.
Everything that I saw about it yesterday.
It's the hardest thing to do in sports is to name a team, as Brother Ryan once said. And he's right about that, because you get the name wrong, you know, you're screwed. So you want to bring an NBA team to Kansas City. What are you calling it?
Ooh. I don't know. Something to do with the monarchy. We need to keep the kingdom theme alive, but it can't be the king. So I don't know. I'd have to think about it. But I do like the mammoth, and I like it's the mammoth versus the avalanche. It's the non-plural rivalry that's going to begin in the NHL.
A lot of people talk about the Nashville Predators against the mammoth, similar type of, you know.
Ice Age,
yes, exactly. We're one animal away from having the trio of Ice Age animals.
We need to be the Kansas City Sloths.
Kansas City Sloths, here we
come. There it is, the KC Sloths. For a basketball team, that would not be so good. But I think for a hockey team, I don't know if I
could. I don't hate it. Be a fun mascot.
Yeah.
One word, NBC has announced they are going to have basketball back, the NBA back on NBC. They're using AI to recreate Jim Fagan's voice for their NBA promos.
Criminal. Mm-hmm. And not because he's dead. It's criminal because of what AI is doing when it comes to taking away jobs from hardworking Americans. AI is the devil. AI is scum. AI is eliminating jobs.
Ditto. To Bob. I mean, I don't like it.
Yeah.
It's like they want to do that. Wasn't it like the first real one, like Robin Williams' voice? Like Disney wanted to like AI his voice so they could do like other projects and like use him for it.
It's true.
Like, nah, man, he's leftist. He made that very clear.
You know, this is why the SAG-AFTRA union was so big and went on strike when they did, because they want to use AI. They want to take jobs away from the entertainment industry. They want to take jobs away from everything. I sent you guys this AI thing that parks cars now.
Yeah.
Like, everything in life, they want to take over with AI. Who's going to be working in 10 years?
Have you seen WALL-E?
I mean, we've got to stop this AI rush. We really do.
I loved WALL-E.
It's a great movie.
All the, like, humans are just flobs with, like, their little, like, screens in front of their faces.
They don't get up. They don't do anything. Yeah. I mean, yeah,
it's scary. Definitely crazy.
I mean, it's
bizarre.
Have
you seen Jurassic Park?
They want to get AI calling games and stuff like that.
It's terrible.
It's terrible, man. It is awful. And I'm not just talking about our industry. I'm talking about every industry is going to be impacted and affected by this, where they're going to eliminate jobs. And the only people who are going to have jobs are CEOs bossing around AI things.
Yep. Like, until the AIs figure that out.
Yeah, exactly. I'm out of this one, man. Like, we've got to hunker down and stand together on this. Do not let AI infest your workplace.
One word, this happened a few days ago, I believe, at PNC Park. Pittsburgh staffer and a fan getting into it. The staffer was the first to throw punches, but that was due to the fan exchanging words. One word.
Acceptable. You want to get into it with an usher at a game and spit on them with blood and all that kind of stuff. You're opening yourself up to whatever happens. So I say acceptable.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Stupid.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Like, what are you doing? Just, like, have you ever in your life, like, had a situation where you felt like you had to fight an usher?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Sir, there's been Richards before that have been like, can't sit there. There's literally nobody in this row for the last five innings. I'm sorry, you can't sit there.
Okay.
I'm out. Or, you know.
Over-officious usher is like
it's tough.
Ask my parents sometime, and you'll see them at Dancing with the Stars. I've been complaining about ushers at games since I was a child.
Really?
The event staff people that just stand there and try to boss you around. Like, you got a little power for 5 minutes, and you're going to execute all that power. But this usher was not in the wrong. The fan was in the wrong. Really? The usher responded, I think, the right way.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.